Ever plug in, like, I don't know, a really powerful blender, hoping to make a healthy smoothie, and suddenly the lights dim.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what's happening with all that wiring behind the walls, right?
Yes, it does.
So today, we're diving deep into electrical maintenance agreements.
We are.
We're looking at Finch Home Solutions and their Finch Friends and Family Plan. And let me tell you, it's not just about, making sure your TV stays on during the big game.
Right, it's much more than that. It's easy to take our electrical systems for granted, I think,
Totally.
until something goes wrong, and then we're like, oh no.
Exactly.
But just like your car needs a tune-up, so does your electrical system.
So true. Let's break down what a real electrical inspection involves, because Finch Home Solutions really emphasizes this service panel check. And I know service panel sounds kind of technical,
Yeah.
but it's basically the control center of all the electricity in your house.
It is. It's that metal box you probably have, maybe in the basement, maybe in the garage.
Yay.
All those circuits come together, and inspecting it can tell us a lot about, the capacity of your system, how safe it is.
Yeah.
You might have, for example, a single-phase system, which is like your standard outlet,
Okay.
handles most everyday things.
But if I've got, ambitions of being a chef with a superpowered kitchen or
Exactly.
like a workshop full of power tools.
Then you need to upgrade. You need a three-phase system, right?
Okay.
Think of it as a heavy-duty outlet. It's got that extra power to handle those energy-hungry appliances.
Gotcha. So knowing what you have is important so you don't overload things.
Now, Finch also talks about checking the grounding system.
Right.
And I'll admit, I used to think that was just like stick a wire in the ground, done.
Right. Yeah.
But there's more to it.
Oh, there's a lot more to it.
Yeah.
Especially, for example, during a power surge.
Okay.
Think of it like a tidal wave, right? That's hitting your house's electrical system.
Okay.
And the grounding system is the channel that directs that surge safely into the earth.
Oh.
So it doesn't fry your electronics or, even worse, start a fire.
So it's not just my gadgets, it's actual fire prevention.
It's a big deal.
Oh,
Yeah.
but.
And it's especially important for, those older homes where the grounding system might not be up to snuff.
Right, they weren't expecting all our fancy devices back in the day.
Exactly, yeah. If your house was wired before the 60s, chances are you need an upgrade. Good to know. Finch also mentioned loose connections. And they say those can be the culprit behind those flickering lights or when your breaker trips if you breathe on it wrong.
It's true. Yeah.
So it's like what? Like a loose wire in an old lamp kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Like it might make the light flicker
Right.
or cut out completely. And those little annoyances,
Right.
they can actually be signs of a bigger problem because loose connections create resistance. And that resistance, just like friction, generates heat.
Oh, okay.
And heat obviously can damage your appliances,
Right.
even potentially start a fire.
So those little things are not so little after all.
Exactly,
Okay,
exactly.
so you don't want to ignore those.
You don't want to ignore those. That's why it's important to have a qualified electrician come in, especially for an older home. They can spot these red flags, address them before they become big problems.
And that brings us to a really important point that Finch emphasizes: fire safety.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget, right? Electricity is, well, it can be dangerous.
It can be, yeah. I mean, we use it every day and we kind of forget about it.
Right.
But the National Fire Protection Association, they say almost 47,000 home fires every year are caused by electrical issues.
47,000. That's a lot.
It is.
So, what are some of the main things that cause those fires?
Well, one big one is outdated wiring. Older homes just weren't built for all the gadgets we have now.
Right, they didn't have air fryers back in the day.
Exactly. So we're talking computers, TVs, appliances, all drawing power from a system that's, maybe struggling.
Yeah.
That can overload circuits, cause overheating, and yeah, in the worst case scenario, a fire.
I've definitely tripped a breaker or two in my time. Trying to run the microwave and the hairdryer at the same time, not a good idea.
It's so common, and it's a sign that your system might be strained. Another issue is frayed wiring. This is often hidden, so it's tricky.
Okay.
Think of it like a garden hose, right?
Right.
If there's a small leak, some water escapes, but the rest still flows through.
Okay, yeah.
Now imagine that hose is your electrical wiring, but instead of water, it's carrying current.
Oh, I see.
A frayed wire can cause electricity to leak, and that generates heat, which could ignite nearby materials, like the wood in your walls.
Oh, that's scary. And that's not something you can easily spot on your own.
Exactly. So that's why having an electrician inspect the wiring, especially in an older home, it's crucial, really. They can spot those things and recommend upgrades to make your system safe.
So it's not just about adding more outlets for all our stuff. It's about making sure the whole system can handle it.
Exactly. You need a strong foundation for your electrical system, just like you do for a house. Finch also talks about code compliance, which is especially important for older homes.
Right, because building codes change over time. What's an example of that?
Sure. So electrical panels, for instance. A house built in, say, the 1950s might have had a 30-amp service panel. Back then, that was fine.
Okay.
But today, most homes need a 200-amp panel, at least, to handle all the devices we use.
Wow, 30 amps to 200, that's a big difference. What does that actually mean for people?
Well, a 200-amp panel can handle a much bigger electrical load. Think of it like a road, right?
Okay.
The 30-amp is a single-lane road, and the 200-amp is like a multi-lane highway. The more cars you add to that single-lane road, the more traffic you get. Everything slows down. But on a highway, you have plenty of capacity.
That's a good analogy.
So if you're planning a renovation, adding an office, anything like that, have that electrical panel and wiring checked. It's essential.
It's like preventative medicine for your house.
Exactly. It's a small cost up front that can prevent big headaches later.
Speaking of protection, Finch also mentions whole home surge protection and GFCIs. Can you break those down for us? What are they and why do they matter?
Of course. So a power surge is a sudden spike in voltage. Could be a lightning strike, down power line, even just turning on a powerful appliance. Those surges can fry your electronics. But a whole home surge protector acts like a shield, diverts that excess voltage into the ground so it doesn't harm your stuff.
Like a bodyguard for your electronics.
Exactly. Now, GFCIs, those are the outlets you see in bathrooms and kitchens with the test and reset buttons.
Oh, yeah. I always wondered about those.
They protect against electrical shocks. If a GFCI senses any current leakage, like from a faulty hairdryer that falls into water, it immediately shuts off the power.
Wow.
Prevents a potentially fatal shock.
Okay, so those little buttons are really important.
They are. Lifesavers, especially around water.
Yeah.
You should have them.
So we've covered the safety side of things, but Finch also mentions that a well-maintained electrical system can actually save us money on our energy bills. So how does that work? So we've covered safety. But Finch also mentions that a well-maintained electrical system can actually save us money on our energy bills. So how does that work?
Well, think of it like a car, right? If your car has a clogged air filter, it's still going to run.
Right.
But it has to work harder, which means it guzzles more gas, costs you more money.
Right. Makes sense.
And it's the same with your electrical system. Outdated wiring, loose connections, all those things can make your appliances work less efficiently, which means they use more energy.
Oh, okay. So by fixing those things, it's like giving your system a tune-up and it runs more efficiently.
Exactly.
Are there any examples from Finch that illustrate this?
Yeah, they talk about how heating and cooling often make up the biggest chunk of your energy bill.
That makes sense. It's running a lot of the time.
Right. So if your electrical system isn't working efficiently, your HVAC system has to work even harder to compensate. And that uses more energy, which means higher bills.
Wow, I never thought about it that way. It really shows how interconnected everything is.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that there might even be tax benefits to upgrading your electrical system. Can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. A lot of people don't realize this, but upgrading to energy efficient appliances, making certain improvements to your home, you can actually qualify for tax credits or rebates.
Oh, really? Like what? Give me an example.
Sure. So upgrading to a more efficient HVAC system, installing solar panels, even just switching to LED light bulbs.
Okay.
Those can all put money back in your pocket.
That's great to know. It's like a bonus on top of saving money on your energy bills.
Hmm.
Let's shift gears a bit and talk about the Finch Friends and Family Plan specifically. What are some of the key benefits you noticed?
Well, one thing that really stands out is lifetime warranties on installations.
Oh, wow.
That's huge.
Yeah.
It's not just a standard warranty. It's peace of mind for years to come. If anything goes wrong with an installation they did, they'll take care of it.
That's amazing. It takes away a lot of the stress of home repairs.
Absolutely. And then there's the 24/7 emergency service. Electrical emergencies, they don't really care about your schedule.
Right. They happen at the worst times.
Exactly. So knowing that you have access to a qualified electrician anytime, day or night, it's really valuable.
Yeah, it's like having an electrical safety net.
It is.
Finch also mentions that the plan is transferable. Which is interesting.
It is, and it's a great selling point if you ever decide to sell your home. Knowing that there's a well-maintained electrical system already in place, backed by a reputable company, that's a big plus for potential buyers.
It adds value to your home. So, as we wrap up our deep dive on electrical maintenance agreements, what are some key takeaways for our listeners?
I think the biggest one is that electrical maintenance is an investment in your home. It's about protecting your home, your loved ones, and your belongings.
It's about peace of mind.
Exactly. And it's also about understanding that a well-maintained system can save you money in the long run through lower energy bills and even those tax benefits we talked about.
And don't forget the peace of mind that comes with having a plan like the one offered by Finch Home Solutions.
Absolutely. Don't wait for something to go wrong. Don't wait for that flickering light or the tripped
Be
breaker.
proactive.
Exactly.
Great advice. Always better to be safe than sorry. For our listeners out there, if you're not sure about the state of your electrical system, don't hesitate to contact a qualified electrician and get an inspection.
It's worth it.
It could be one of the smartest things you do for your home. And hey, maybe you'll even find some hidden savings along the way.